Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
Super Mamás.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's 4, and Sabina, who's 1.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, listas?
Here we go. Super Mamas, this is Bricia, and this week on the podcast, my sister and I are going to give you our Super Mama baby registry list. It's a lot of information, ladies, so please grab a pen and paper, and I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Hello. I was downing my michelada. Hey,
you
Saturday.
You must have had a heavy night.
Yes.
I know you're like, I need a michelada. Like, oh, I'm not drinking right now.
Oh, I feel bad for you. I do.
Okay, so last night my husband and I had a date night. Finally went to see that movie he really wanted me to watch.
Oh yeah, how was it? Did you like it?
The Revenant. It was so intense.
It was very, I heard it's very intense. Apparently, I like, mean, he sleeps inside a bear or something. I don't know. I just heard something.
Like, I didn't want to watch it. I really didn't want to watch it. I heard some things and I was like, I don't want to watch it. You know, but I told you, like, I told you, he was like, how could you not want to watch it? Like, Leo's finally getting his Oscar. Like, he's such a Leo. I mean, I haven't even looked for
what
a Leo.
What if he doesn't
Funko
get an Oscar?
Oh my God. My husband would probably like break something. My husband already said that if Leo wins, he'll cry.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know, I was like, fine, like, I'll go just for you. Like, I watched it just for him. And it was that kind of movie that, actually, I don't think there's a kind of movie. Like, it's the only time, the first time that I walked out of the movie theater.
What?
And, no. I mean, like, after it was done.
Yeah.
And everybody was quiet.
Really?
Like, everybody was walking out and there was silence. You know, usually you walk out of a movie and everyone's like talking about it or like laughing or like, oh my God, like everyone's like commenting.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was quiet walking out of the theater like, what the f*** was that?
Really? Oh,
damn. It was just like,
I don't even know what it's about.
It was just intense. It was just intense. Mm. Very violent. Beautiful movie, and I feel like such a like a follower or just like a, you know, like bandwagon saying like, it's so beautifully shot and it was all natural light that they used.
I don't even know anything about that.
But and neither do I. My husband knows.
Yeah.
But once you watch this movie, then you get it. I feel like there's so many movies that people say like, oh my God, the lighting was so beautiful. You know, he's like the best DP. I mean, I think he's going to win for photography. 3 years in a row, he's won twice already.
Who?
The DP. He's Mexican.
Oh, damn.
And and everyone's saying he's going to win this year again because it's just, he has to win it. I get it. Even after I watched Birdman, like, I was like, yeah, it's cool. The shots are cool. But, like, this one, I could see what they mean when they say, a movie's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, this one for real is beautiful. I feel like a lot of people are like, Gravity, wow. I was like, so, like, and I was like, oh, it was boring. Like, I'm good. I didn't really get the beautifulness. It's just space. It's just black. You know?
Yeah, beautiful pictures.
Like, great. Yeah, Sandra Bullock had great abs in that. You know, her ass looked amazing. But this one, another one like my husband wanted me to watch was like The Tree of Life. And he was a DP on that one too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I fell asleep.
But maybe you should say what DP means because people don't know.
Oh, director of photography.
Okay, the director of photography.
The director of photography is the guy who chooses basically who shoots the movie, who like chooses the shots and figures out the light and the skull photography because there's pictures in the movie.
Let's go with that.
Whatever. I learned this from my husband. My husband.
Your husband is like, he produced a movie.
My husband made a movie.
He made a movie.
So
you guys should watch it. Soledad, by the way.
He wrote and directed the movie. You mm-hmm. know, he loves movies. G-star movies, Al Pacino, De Niro. That's my husband in a nutshell. There's nothing else you need to know. And, but like, it was, it was the first movie that I'm not just saying this to like jump on the bandwagon of like, beautiful shot. Oh my gosh. The lighting, they used all natural lighting. Like, it's so pretty.
Oh, nice.
Like, it's like the light, like I want to be there. Like, uh-huh. I'm like, dang, like, it was the first, because I'm not a very nature person.
You're not.
It was the first time where I was like, I want to go into the wilderness and just
yes!
look
maybe
at this.
Maybe this year we'll go camping.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, that was last night. How was your?
Well, two nights ago, we went to the movies.
yeah, you went to the movies.
Well, I went to watch Friends. It's not Friends. It's called Sisters.
I know, but you kept saying Friends.
I kept saying Friends.
Yeah. I went to watch Friends.
Beautiful photography. You know, the acting was just, you know.
I hope they get nominated.
No, but we went and I was like, this is what we need to do. Like, we went to this movie theater that actually, you know, we've been to the IPIC, but it's too far for me.
I love the IPIC.
I mean, yeah.
We wanted to go to the IPIC, but they were all sold out.
Yeah. IPIC is nice. IPIC is like a fancy date movie theater.
Yeah, the chairs recline and you have a blanket. There's like server service.
A pillow.
I mean, like. You know, it's like if you're at home, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And a
waiter coming
and
to
a server, yeah.
But we went to the AMC also has like a, you know, like a cheaper version of that. So we went.
Like an IPIC wannabe?
Like an IPIC. Yeah, we went. And that was fun. You know, had a beer and burger. And
wait,
we
which movie did you watch?
Friends? Sisters? Sisters. Yeah, so we had and that was cool because we had dinner and a movie.
That's
in
nice.
Once, you know. So that was cool. And then yesterday, you know, my kid has been home since like for like 10 days inside.
Oh, how is can
she's
you,
better.
Can you give us an update?
She's better. She's a little better. You know, that cough still there, but her lungs are cleared. She doesn't have any moco. So she's good. And she's been like literally she's sitting behind the door all day long because she wants to go outside.
Aww,
so I'm thinking today I might take her out. But Krista
Don't
wanted
tell
to.
Mom.
Krista wanted to. The 2 days ago, she came home and she asked. She's like, "Mom, I want to make popsicles," and I was like, "How?
Do you think she heard it from the last podcast?"
No, she actually kept asking
on her last episode, episode 26, and you guys can look for it on her website, supermamaspodcast.com. Our guest Raggedy Tiff talked about how she did lollipops.
No, she didn't get it from here, which apparently. I went to school the next day and I was like, did you guys make like popsicles? It's so cold. She was like, no. I'm like, she talked about popsicles. So the teacher.
I think she heard the episode.
Maybe.
A loyal listener. Thanks, Krista. Shout out to you. Thank you.
She directed me to the book section of her school.
Oh, okay.
And then there was a cookbook for kids. And she was like, Mommy, can we please, please, please get this book? So yesterday, I had a little mini date with her and I took her to Barnes & Noble.
She's already asking for stuff.
Yes, I took her to, but she asked for a book.
That's great.
You know, so I took her to Barnes & Noble and we got a different one because after she looked at the recipes, she was like, nah, I don't want this too healthy. So we got another cookbook and then.
What's it called?
It's called Cooking with, like, it's Sesame Street Cookbook. It's a Sesame Street Cookbook.
Okay, we're going to have to link it on our
website. Yeah, I will link it. And then as soon as she got home.
Oh, wait, side note. So all our episodes now have show notes. So you can just visit our website, supermamaspodcast.com. Look through the episode guide. And every episode, we've put show notes, which means that everything we mention, everything we talk about, we link it there. Because we realize that sometimes we say, like, we put it on Instagram. But then, like, if you're listening to this, you know, years later down the line, you're not going to go through our Instagram feed, like, 2 years down. So
yeah,
you can just go on our website, again, supermamaspodcast.com. Look through our episode guide. This would be episode 27. Click on episode 27 and then we will link whatever we talk about there. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, so it's called Sesame Street's Let's Cook and it's only $6.92.
$6.92?
$6.92 on Barnes & Noble.
If it would have been $6.99, I would not have gone it. I'm glad it's $6.92.
I mean, it's cheap. It's a cheap cookbook.
That is 4 cents under my budget.
Hey, that's a tax right there.
$6.99. $692.
That's what it says right here. $692. So we got that one. And as soon as she got home, she was like, I want to cook. Of course, she wanted to cook mac and cheese. But she looked through her cookbook. And I'm hoping that's a way
that is so cute.
To get her more interested in cooking, you know, and food and everything. Because we were looking through the recipes. And today she wants to make a cake. So we're going to get everything to make a cake today.
Tell
you how it comes out. Yeah.
But I cooked this morning.
You did.
Believe it or not, we came to record and I've already made dinner for my husband.
Damn, look at you. Well, let me tell you what she did though yesterday. Mm-hmm. I have like a bag in my car that I like carry everywhere of things that I need to return or, you know, things that I need to get to. So yesterday.
Is it next to your box?
Yes. So yesterday. I haven't posted a picture of my Diablito. I have a box on Diablito. But I already told it serves as a stroller. You saw that day.
Yeah.
You saw that day.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went to Gap to return some pants that that were gifted to me. Mm-hmm. And they still had the alarm. So I went to Gap and then they had like, I was like, I don't really want this pants. So can I exchange it for clothes for my kids? So we got some clothes. And as I was paying, this lady next to me, showed Krista some charms for like bracelet charms, you know, like those little tiny charms.
So ladies are trying to sell kids.
Wait, let me tell you. So she was handing her like all these charms. And then, you know, I paid whatever, we left. And then I went to Nordstrom's. I finally returned the thing that I told you and they didn't ask any questions. They just gave me my thing.
Yay!
So we're in Nordstrom's and I'm waiting to get my beauty products exchanged. And then all of a sudden she puts her hand inside her little pocket and she shows me a charm. And I was like, Krista, where did you get this? And she was like, at the store. And then I was like, what else do you have in your pocket? She sticks her hand inside her pocket. She literally had like 15 charms. Inside
from Gap?
From Gap. I could not help it, but I started laughing. And I was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing reaction I could have. Like, I shouldn't be laughing, but I was...
Because she's going to think it's funny.
Yeah, but she showed me with both hands, like, how many charms she had in her pocket. And I was like, oh my God, my daughter is a thief. And I was like, Krista, you don't do that. You know we have to pay for the stuff. And she was like, I'm sorry, mommy. I was like, oh my God. So we walk across... We go back to the Gap.
Oh, and you're good citizen.
And then I was like, excuse me, she needs to tell you something. And then she puts her hand inside the pocket and she hands her over all these charms. The alarm didn't sound. And I was like, we could literally walk out of here with all these things. And then I was like, what did you say? She was like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to take anything again. And I was like, good. Thank you, Krista. So we walk out and I was like, that was a really good thing you did. So I gave her a cupcake.
So I get her a charm.
I didn't get her a charm. But I was like, what the hell? I wonder how many times she has walked out of stores with things. And I, you know.
And you don't, I mean, do you see it at home? Like, where'd you get this?
Maybe.
Maybe I bought this.
No, but I, you know, like she didn't know. Or like.
That is so funny.
Dude, she's totally stole things from the Gap. And the lady was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, yeah, you guys need a better, like, system.
Well, why is she even giving her? She's just trying to sell out. She's trying to sell your kid.
It wasn't a salesperson. It was just a lady behind us in the line, like an older lady.
Oh, I thought it was a salesperson.
No, it was not. It was not. And then she just kept sticking it in her little pocket.
Like, thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was funny. And I
that's... Dang, can you imagine? I wonder if you can go to jail for that.
I mean,
not
imagine.
You, like, you're the mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it was my kid.
Well, you know, imagine, like, we're walking out and the alarm sounds and I'm like, what's going on? And then, like, she's there in her pocket. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, I don't know, you know. But I'm glad I caught it and I'm glad, like, she learned something yesterday. Like, she shouldn't walk out of stores without paying for things. But she was very
That's
good
funny.
At returning them, so.
Yeah, she
I'm
knows.
Glad.
I think at this point, she knows what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, and then that was another thing that happened was like she loves going down the electric stairs.
Uh-huh.
So we were coming down the electric stairs And then, and there was a point where she let go of my hand and I went down and she stayed at the top of the stairs. And then I was like, Krista, come on. She was like, no, I'm scared. And I kept going up.
The stairs going down.
And I kept going up. And I was like, Krista, come on. She was like, no. And I couldn't go. And then
people are like looking at you
people are stuck there, not coming down. And they're like, come on, come on. We'll hold your hand. She was like, no. And then finally a lady was like, I'll pick you up and I'll carry you, okay? She was like, don't worry, I'm a babysitter. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Same thing in the plane. Don't worry, I'm a babysitter.
Yeah, I've got two babysitters that come. But that was a workout because I was running up the stairs this whole time.
And you couldn't get up there?
I couldn't. Like, I was like, damn, I'm slow. I was like, come on, Krista, come on. And I couldn't go all the way back.
And people were looking at you the whole time.
It was.
You went to the Grove?
I went to the Grove.
Oh, dang, you should have told me I needed you to pick me up something.
Well,
looks like I'm going to have to take a trip to the Grove. Okay, you guys, just take a break and we come back. My sister and I are just going to keep talking. All right, I'll be right back. And we're back.
Hi.
That was a long break. Paulina got herself a second michelada and has herself more Japanese peanuts.
The Japanese peanuts.
The famous Japanese peanuts. We should also link the Japanese peanuts on our website.
Yeah, they're so good.
You guys, supermamaspodcast.com again.
Whenever you have a party at your
house.
Under
show notes, we have all the things we talk about. Especially today, because today we have a whole list of stuff that we're going to talk about. And so I get inspired for today's episode because this morning I got a text from Linda. I get texts from Linda maybe 25 times a day.
But today's text
in the morning. wait, okay, let me back up. I'm talking a lot today. The first text I sent her was a commercial that I sent you this morning. Did you see it?
Yeah. I'm going to post it on her Facebook.
For the Squatty Potty? Okay, yeah. Okay. I spoke about the Squatty Potty on our a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
That my sister had gone that for the Christmas present for my husband. I'm just going to re-talk about this because I used it this morning. I mean, ladies, I can't even tell you how much I love this Squatty Potty.
I don't know. I don't know because after seeing the commercial, I don't know if I'll have ice cream in a little while.
I know. It's like, I'm not going to have ice cream again. But we're going to have to share the commercial for the Squatty Potty. Especially
totally
because
makes sense.
I posted a picture of the baby and I realized the Squatty Potty was behind the baby in the picture. And one of you guys was like, I see the poop stool in the back. Anyway, so I texted her about the Squatty Potty. She's going to buy it. And then she replied with asking me and my friend Patty. And Patty, you guys know Patty. Like, where do I register? Like, I'm having a hard time trying to figure out where to register, number one, and what the hell do I register for? And I had the same problem, even though I had you to kind of guide me through. I was kind of like, no, this is what I need to do for. And first-time moms are always like that.
Yeah.
And then later on, my husband is going to a baby shower tomorrow by himself. And I was like, well, let me see her register. Her registry. And I was like,
you need
girl,
so much things.
This is not the registry you should be having. Like, you are not going to use that. You're not going to use that. And where is this? And where is that? Like, you know, I was like, your register gets a 5 out of a 10. Probably a 3.
Is she a listener?
Oh my God. I hope she's.
Well, girl, we're here to help you.
Well, girl, I'm just not talking back. I'm just saying you need help with the registry. Yes. And that is why we're here.
Yeah.
And we all have that friend that says, like, what do I register for? So my sister and I are taking up the challenge of putting together a registry.
Yes. My second registry was so different than the first one.
Yeah. And then you guys can just take that link that we're going to post and maybe hopefully it's really good. Hopefully our registry is so good that you guys can forward the list to a girlfriend, but we want it to be like a really good registry list. So without further ado,
here's our favorites
registry list. This is for you, Linda, Loose Warrior. Yes. At We Have Shoes. Listen to her. Also watch her YouTube channel.
That was so hilarious. We watched it before we started recording to get in the mood.
Her last episode is her boyfriend doing her makeup with doing her makeup with her boyfriend
without even looking.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's funny. We're gonna link that.
I love you guys. You guys are doing a good job.
Oh, I love her YouTube channel. Okay, number one, Paulina.
My number one would be, the most important thing for me would be a really good breastfeeding pillow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll put two because you have the Boppy.
Well, I had two. I had the Boppy and I had the Breast Friend, which I think I lent you. The Breast Friend, which is like more flat.
No, you didn't give me a Breast Friend. I registered for another one that I got. Lucia got that one for me.
Well, yeah, I had two. I had the Boppy that I use till now. And I actually, like, my baby uses it as a pillow for herself when she's like just chilling, watching something. She just uses and it helps support the bottle. And it's a really comfy pillow. It's like a mini version of that long pillow you had like for pregnancy, mm-hmm. you know. So she has that one and I use that one for her. But for me to breastfeed, I really like the Breast Friend because it's flat mm-hmm. and it actually has pockets. So I had like my nipple cream in there and my things in there. And it actually has like a little closure in the back, like a snap-on closure. So even if you get up, it won't fall off.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that one.
Yeah. I love the Breast Friend. My best friend gave me my Breast Friend. and I still have it. And I will use it probably with my third child. And I used it since the first one. I only had to buy once. And I love that one.
I have the Leech Co. Cuddle You Nursing Pillow. And I loved it. I have no issues with it. I the only thing, I just didn't really like the pattern that much. And you can't, there aren't that many covers for it because it's like such a special sort of like item, mm-hmm. Unique item, I should say. And I love it because it does have like a closure, not to put around yourself, but to put around the baby. Mm-hmm. So, and when we were kind of, when we put the baby in his,
in the drawer,
on his, in his crib, to sleep on for himself, we would lay him on that, use the like little belt that it has around him so he wouldn't turn or anything. And you can, you know, I really like it because it helps the babies to, like, when they start learning how to sit up, to mm-hmm. there, and for tummy time, it works. So that's the one I use, and we'll link both of those.
All three of them. The Boppy.
All three of them.
The Breast Friend and yours.
And yours. Although I think the Boppy and the Leech Co are pretty similar, but mm-hmm. I like the Leech Co better than the Boppy because of that string that it has.
Talking about breastfeeding, another thing that we would totally recommend is the Mother's Love line, mm-hmm. which has the nipple cream.
The nipple cream. The
diaper rash
cream. The diaper rash cream.
It has all kind of supplements for milk.
In the milk, that I think it's called like milk something, like Mother's Love milk pills.
Mother's Milk.
So I would say like register for those three things.
Yes.
And a really good friend of you might buy you the bundle package of all the three of them. But that's the one, like that's the one thing I did never registered for, mm-hmm. which were the pills to have milk.
You should, because they're expensive.
They're expensive. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about registering for those. And I think everyone should register for those pills. For sure. And tea. Mother's milk tea.
Mother's milk tea, mother's milk, diaper rash cream, nipple cream, and all. They have different kinds of postnatal like supplements.
I use the postnatal next chapter pills. And also get the prenatal. And register for some prenatal pills too, because you should still drink those after you had the baby. And somebody emailed us and asked us what our favorite prenatal pills was. I love next chapter. I love, love, love Next Chapter, and I would use it again. I use the prenatal, I use the postnatal, and I love them. So I definitely recommend those. What else do we have, Paulina?
Okay, on the breastfeeding side, you definitely should register for some nursing bras.
Nursing bras and nurse tanks.
Nursing tanks.
And some PJs.
PJs.
Some really, like, I know we're talking about luxurious PJs, so look for some nice PJs that I like. You know what? Even I wear those. I'm making a point out of wearing nice PJs now. Mm-hmm. But I have some PJs that I bought at Target that's kind of like a big shirt, like a boyfriend shirt kind of, you know, uh-huh. with buttons.
Yeah.
Like long. And those are the best, I would say, because you can just unbutton them and then breastfeed. So those I really liked. Those are kind of.
I had the tank tops that open up and it's just easy access.
I had those too.
I did have the baby during October and it wasn't that cold. So it all depends on what month your baby's born and mm-hmm. what you need. Maybe like also like a sleeping robe so you can put on top, you know, like just put it on, walk out.
That's another thing I didn't register for PJs, because I was like, I don't need them. Like,
you should.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need them. I have enough stuff.
Plus, like, so
but get something, get registered for something like pretty that you're going to feel like nice and like yes. luxurious in, because last thing you're going to feel like is luxurious when you have a baby.
Plus, here's a big tip. Everything you put on your register, usually with most of the big places like Amazon, Target, Babies R Us, after your registry is like people after your baby shower, I'm going to say mm-hmm. people things that are left on your registry, they usually give you a discount.
Yeah.
So if you
I think Target has like 15% yes, off or 10% I think, off.
Babies R Us has also 10 or 15. Mm-hmm. Amazon also has a discount. So you should put everything on your register. Whatever they give you. And after that, you can buy everything with a discount. So, yep. you know, you can just put it there.
I even on my register, I even put like stuff that wasn't even baby stuff, because then I went back to Target and bought stuff.
Yes. That's for a the huge house. Thing.
Like I registered for like
paper towels.
Paper towels. I did. And like toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because I just put it on the registry. And then once it closed, I got everything with 10%.
And they sent you coupons and they sent you all this mm-hmm. stuff. So that's a huge thing. That's why we're including everything for the registry.
Yeah.
On the breastfeeding side also, for you mommies out there, you should definitely get the breast milk alcohol test strips. I think they're from Munchkin. Strips,
says the girl who's drinking her michelada right
yes.
now.
I mean, yes. So you should definitely have them. I mean, you know, once you have that baby and you need some relaxing time, you can have a glass of wine or something. If you still feel unsure about it, just pop out that test strip.
And it'll tell you whether you can.
And you'll have like, you know,
peace
you'll
of
just
mind.
Have peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. So breast milk alcohol test strips.
Breast milk alcohol.
Oh, maybe you don't want to register for that because people might think like, what the hell? But register.
No, do. I mean, you know, no judgment. Yeah. My girlfriends gave it to me.
Register.
Also, breastfeeding wise, or the breast pads
yeah.
for leaking,
because you will be leaking.
You will.
You're
be
gonna
leaking.
Use a lot of those. I went through so many of those.
Uh huh.
You got me the disposable ones. The ones that reusable.
Reusable.
I would say no. I would say just use the disposable ones.
It's really a personal preference. They were gifted to me, so I was like, you know.
You re-gifted them to me?
I re-gifted them to you.
Exactly, because you didn't use them. So I would say get the disposable ones. Mm-hmm. And we'll link those as well. What else? On the continuing breastfeeding food-wise, vitamin D drops. Mm-hmm. You will know that once, you know, your pediatricians always recommend vitamin D, especially for kids that are exclusively breastfed. They always encourage you to have extra vitamin D because they don't get enough from the mom's milk. So, and those yes. are kind of, this can be expensive too if you go like the super nice organic route. So
now,
vitamin
B. Also, mm-hmm. the pump.
Oh, yeah.
The pump. With all the parts, and also register for extra parts, because after a while they get dirty, they get stainy, it's plastic, mm-hmm. and you want to get new parts, and then you're scrambling around to like order and stuff, and you just don't want to worry about that.
And milk storage solutions.
Milk storage bags for when if you're pumping and you're keeping your milk in the fridge and the freezer, just get the bags. It depends on, check your insurance. Every insurance is different if you have insurance. Our insurance gave us a free pump.
I got a free pump and I also bought an extra pump.
Yeah, so if you have a free pump, check what kind it is. Check since now with your insurance and then just register for the extra parts. If your insurance is going to give it to you, just check, you know, register for extra parts, because mm-hmm. they won't give you extra parts. They just give you one. So that's very important to have, you know, because sometimes they get damaged. I don't know. And then you always want to have something extra for emergencies.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
For the baby. What would you say is the most important things for the baby?
Okay, so for the baby, I think like that's when we go crazy, right? Like yeah. this and that and that. Well, let's start with like sleeping stuff. So register for the mattress for your crib. Mm-hmm. Make sure that it's the right size.
I think it's only one size.
Oh,
there's different sizes?
There's different sizes.
What the hell?
I know. Okay. So get one that's like plastic because it's plastic cover. Because uh-huh. if they pee, you know,
oh, yeah.
the mattress. if you want to register for the mattress cover, also register for the mattress cover. And if you guys want to register for, you know, all the nice
essentials for the
nice
crib.
Stuff like the whatever. The sheets, the bumper. All that stuff. That I will leave that up to you guys. Which is that's not essential, I would say. Yeah. I think, you know, you need obviously the mattress and the sheet cover. I use sleep sacks. Mm-hmm. I did. You didn't.
I did at the beginning.
I use sleep sacks. I used them when he was already 3 months. So I never use a small one mm-hmm. size. I use like the sleep sacks that were like medium and large. And then after he like hated the sleep sack afterwards because he couldn't move. Now he doesn't use them anymore. But sleep sacks and then swaddle blankets. So my sister and I were kind of having a discussion about swaddle blankets. I personally think you don't need any more than four. Mm-hmm. I have like 16 swaddle blankets because I feel like everyone always gives you swaddle blankets and you should just register for like four.
Yes.
And you'll always get extra ones.
You will always get extra ones.
Like, so register for like four only.
I prefer swaddle blankets over the other like swaddle thingies that they sell. Like they're supposed to be like a little sleeping sack, but it's a swaddle because I bought one and it wasn't snuggled enough. Like,
you know,
it
what?
Was so, it was so like,
and I like them,
and you like them.
I think
didn't like them at all because I was like, she's not tight enough. She's supposed to be tight because they're swaddled. They're supposed to be tight. Like, they're supposed to feel like they're in the womb. That was the whole point of it. And with that one, I felt like she was floating and she couldn't sleep. It's a personal preference. I mean, maybe you want to get one, you know,
Get like a package of two and then see if you like it and just to try them out. You know, again, check returning policies because you can always return stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe yes. I like the one, the Halo ones, because they had a zipper in the back and the bottom. So he was really tight. Oh. And then at nighttime, you know, it was easier to change the diaper. But that was, you know, another preference.
It's a preference, you know, on the
changing pads. Get a changing pad and a changing pad cover. Do not make the mistake I did and register for the changing pad liners. Uh-huh. I bought like 12 changing pad liners because I wanted to be ready. I still have those freaking changing pad liners in the drawer somewhere. What you need, ladies, and trust me on this, you can register for them again if you choose to do Target. They sell them. Pee pads
for puppies,
for puppies, for dogs, puppies,
yeah,
like dog pee pads. I know it sounds weird,
yeah,
but those are the best, especially newborns, because they explode mm-hmm. and their cute yellow poop, which you will miss at some point, can get everywhere. And or if you have a boy like I did, their pee can just splatter all over. Mm-hmm. Those, like, the bigger they are, the better. The best, yeah. You know, and then you can just kind of carry them around in the diaper caddy mm-hmm. and put them around everywhere. But I really like those.
Yeah. Those are good because and they're disposable. Mm-hmm. You just throw them away. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have stainy liners.
Yeah.
I have
and the liners don't even work.
There's never the right size. They're never the right size. They're too small. They're too long. I recommend also the pee pads, you can just throw them away and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to worry about that. Talking about caddies, I recommend registering for two caddies. Mm-hmm. One for the baby's room and one for you to have. Because we're not always stuck in the baby's room when we have the baby. We're either in a room, in the living room, you know, right after you have the baby, you're somewhere comfortable. Whatever you are comfortable, you have to have a caddy next to you with all the essentials. Diapers, diaper rash cream, the liners, wipes.
Yeah, I used to have two of everything. Two diaper rash creams, two baby wipe sections, mm-hmm. like two caddies that are fully stocked to have in two separate areas of the house, whether it's in your bedroom or in the living room, what's in the baby's room and in your room. But two fully stocked diaper caddies is essential, especially during the first weeks, because you don't want to get up and walk anywhere, you know, and that's why I love the pee-pee pads so much because you can just lay them down anywhere and you can change them and they can splatter and the pee-pee pad is there to cover everything.
Yeah. So two caddies and what's in the caddy? Diapers. Register for diapers. Mm-hmm. Bricia did not have to buy diapers
For like seven months. But then again, my baby shower was like 100 guests and everybody was forced to bring diapers.
Force everybody to bring diapers.
So in your registry, baby shower invitation, say no diapers, no admittance. Or do like a raffle. That always works. We made a raffle. And then you got a ticket with your... So get the present plus you get diapers. So diapers.
Get love. It's the most... I think it's the biggest expense you have for like such a long time.
Yeah.
So get as much diapers as you can. Wipes. Get
a
wipes.
Lot of wipes.
A lot of wipes. You're going to need a lot of wipes.
I didn't buy wipes for months too. I got so many wipes and I got so many diapers and that was the best thing.
Yes.
I miss having free wipes and free diapers. Believe me.
Diaper pails.
Oh,
get
yeah.
Get 2 diaper pails.
I have 2 diaper pails. 1 upstairs, 1 downstairs. So a girlfriend of mine gifted me the Draco. No, not Draco. Anyway, I'll link it. And then I got Diaper Genie. I personally like the Diaper Genie more. I feel like the diaper gets tighter in there. There's not much space for the odors to get out, especially when the babies get older and they're in the beginning, the poop doesn't smell.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you can throw it just
after
in the trash
the
6 months.
That's fun.
You know, things especially get real. Especially if your daughter or son is like my sister's baby. Like my baby's poop starting to smell like freaking crap. Like actual crap. So yeah, so you need like a very, they also sell, also register for those like
Arm and Hammer
like deodorizers that go inside of diaper pails. You can definitely you definitely need those. Okay, are we done with the pooping sort of like sleeping situation with babies?
Yes.
Bathtub. Shower time. We've spoken about the one that I love, which is a Primo.
Mm-hmm.
Bathtub. I could not recommend a better bathtub than the Primo. Right?
Yeah, don't get the little one and then the big one. Just get the big one right away because one it's it has a thing where he can get stuck. Let's say he won't fall off, and you'll use it for like a while instead of getting like a little one, then a medium one, then a big one. Yeah. You know, just get that one.
And it has an insert. So I could not love the Primo more. I love it. Register for that one. The
shampoo.
Shower essentials. Shampoo, which also is body wash and shampoo most of the time, and lotion.
The little towels to wash the baby. Just get a couple because people go crazy and they give you like 12. You don't need 12. Like how often, you know, like just get like 2 or 3 at the most.
Or get 6 and then use those as burp cloths.
Yeah, the burp cloths. We were talking about burp cloths. Do you really use burp cloths?
No, I never
use them. You can use like towels. I mean, I know we all want to be cute and stuff, but that's like an extra expense that you don't need.
Yeah, you don't need. Or you need it. It's something else that you're going to get and like you're just not going to use. And then someone could have gotten you diapers.
Yes.
You know, so I would have rather switched all that stuff for diapers. Like, don't get me that stuff. Just get me more diapers, you know?
Yeah, you can choose anything that you already have in your house, like a towel
or something.
Yeah,
it doesn't
even
need to have... Yeah, don't get burp cloths, you guys. No. Like, don't... I mean, get like a set of 6 or 12 little towels, you know, if you want to use them, you know, take on the go to clean up the baby's, you know, like mouth. Also, like, don't register for bibs. Because everyone will always get you bibs, too, without you trying to register for them. Don't register for bibs because... People will give them to you anyway. That's one of the things that everybody always gives you. And also, okay, here was my experience with bibs. I probably got about 25 bibs, maybe 30 bibs for my baby shower. I actually bought bibs later that actually work.
Yes.
I love the Cotton-On bibs because they're big and squared. And I also like the Aiden and Anai, like round bibs that kind of look like they're...
And they can be used as burp cloths as well.
Yeah. And also...
I use them until now.
And
she's
now,
15 months.
And now I just bought the silicone bib with a little like kind of pocket in the front to catch all the food that he... in plastic bibs.
The tiny little bibs, they're going to be 3 months and what are they going to use the bibs for? Like they don't really need them.
They don't... No one ever told me that kids didn't. I remember now. I look at pictures of the baby. I always put a bib on when I breastfed him. I'm like, why did I put a bib on him? Like,
just because you had 25.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, yeah, that's why. You don't need bibs when they're small.
You don't need bibs.
Like, if you want to buy those cute bandana bibs, get like 3 just to have for whatever. But don't buy anything else.
Okay. Instead, maybe you should get good bottles.
Oh yeah.
I love the Life Factory bottles. I do. Like, I, this time around with Krista, I bought so many bottles. Like, every year, like every 3 months, I would change bottles because they would get stainy and dirty and smelly. I have bought 6 bottles with Savina, and I still have them. She's 15 months, and we still have those. We have replaced the nipples, which are, like, so much cheaper, like $4, $5, instead of replacing the whole set of bottles. Mm-hmm. Those bottles have last 15 months. They're clean. They're glass. You can sterilize them. It's glass. They're not going to get stainy. They're not going to get smelly. You can just, like, wash them really well. And after that, they get, you can change the top for CP top. So they can, like, turn into, like, bottles of water, you know, CP. And I love them. I swear by them. Like, if I have a third baby, I'm not even going to get plastic. I think I'm just, I have plastic with Sabina because they were gifted to me. But I wouldn't buy them again. Like, if anything, I would keep these same ones and use them for my next baby because they're that good.
Okay, well, you, you were. Are they paying you for this?
They are. They should pay me for this.
I use the Dr. Brown glass ones. I use the plastic ones too, and the glass ones lately. He's been throwing them, and he already broke 2. But you said that I need to get the protector.
You need to get the protector.
So I'm gonna get the protector. But
they're good though. Dr. Brown is good.
I love Dr. Brown, especially for newborns because they have that, like, anti-colic little for newborns, thing. Yeah. Yeah, you can use Life Factory with the babies 3 months, 2 months. They might get colicky, maybe, like all the stuff. So, yes, you do need the Dr. Brown bottles. Get the glass ones. I had 4 glass or 6 glass ones, and I still use them to this day.
Glass is better.
Glass all the way. Although, I will say that when you put a bottle of, like, a glass bottle in your diaper bag, it does get heavier, especially if you put the 8-ounce bottle. I still use plastic. I have sterilizer. I love it. I have that's another thing you should register for. The
sterilizer.
The bottle sterilizer. I use it maybe 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. Especially with my mom babysitting my baby who is extra sterilizer.
And the warmer.
The bottle warmer. That's definitely yes to keep in your bedroom. I used to keep it in my bedroom. And also get baby bottle washer, like mm-hmm. soap. So no, in the beginning, I used to be like, whatever, why do you need baby bottle wash? I don't know what they put in that thing, but it gets rid of the milk smell. And believe me, ladies, at some point, you're going to be like, I don't, can't even smell this anymore. These bottles smell like crap.
They smell like, yes. Yeah. That's so, the whole thing with the plastic.
So honestly, I have no issues with my plastic bottles if I use the bottle wash and uh-huh. I sterilize them. They don't smell like anything. Yeah. So.
But eventually, they do get stainy. Oh, detergent for the clothes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
should register so for laundry. Baby detergent.
Register for baby detergent for sure. Like, that's why I love registering at Target because yes. you get everything.
And on that note, talking about clothes, what clothes would you say we would need? Because people always give you so much clothes. Yeah. And sometimes, like, you know, as much as you want to dress your baby cute every day when he's like 2 months, you're not going to put like a suit on them, you know, that they give you.
I had a suit. He never wore it.
They do not wear them because you're at home with them and they just need to be comfortable.
Yeah. So the brand that I love, there's 2 brands that I love. And if my second baby, these are the 2 things I'm going to register for. One, it's Burt's Bees Baby. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of packages. Like, they have like a Bee Essential set of 5 short sleeve bodysuits. They have long sleeve bodysuits. They have little footsie rompers with the matching hat. Those are great. Everything's organic. And the PJs, the overalls, kind of big onesies that are you can use to sleep on, from Cotton On. Mm-hmm. I love Cotton On and I love Burt's Bees Baby. I would say you don't need more than like 4, maybe 6 if you have to go somewhere else to do your laundry, like at different stage, like newborn 3 to 6, 6 to 9.
Yeah, and always register for bigger clothes.
Yeah.
Because people give you like 12. Newborn or 0 to 3, and believe me, they will grow out of them like in a you blink and
that's
why
I think like you probably need like 4 newborn. Yeah, but then newborn. Again, I can get them dirty. And I realize, and here's another thing also with my baby, I'm not putting shampoo on him anymore. Because I'm like, why am I putting shampoo on this baby? Okay, first of all, I don't wash my hair every day.
Yes.
So why would I wash my baby's hair every day?
Uh-huh. Chemicals.
And I feel like everyone's always like putting like, let's shampoo the baby. Let's like wash the baby. Like, why are they out there?
Your baby's like a sweaty baby. My baby sweats a lot.
Okay, so then rinse them.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah. I put shampoo every other or every 2 days. I don't put shampoo every day.
I'm not even putting shampoo on him anymore. Because I'm like, what for? Like, what is he going out for a run? Did he just come out of a marathon? Like, I don't understand this whole thing behind, like, let's wash the babies with extra, you know? It's like, I think the less stuff you use in the baby. Same thing with the clothes.
Just soap and water.
Like, unless your baby, you know, has an accident or has pee on the onesies or whatever, you can reuse them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand this whole, also, like, let's wash these things, like, over and over again. I mean, wash them when you buy them first and then put them away, but yeah.
Socks are very important.
Socks, mittens, and hats. Yes.
Socks, mittens, and hats. Socks, mittens, and hats.
But again, like, register for like two, because I probably got like 10 hats, and then my baby had a big head, so he grew that really fast.
Another thing that I would suggest you register is a wrap, either the Mobi wrap. I had the Mobi wrap, and I had it since Krista, and I used it with Sabina again. I think it's still good to use for another baby. I still have it, because the first days when you're with the baby, the first week, month, I don't know, however long you choose to be with the baby, it's very important, the skin to skin. And yeah, I would take all her clothes off and just keep the diaper and wrap her in the Mobi wrap, and she would be against my body. And just the Mobi wrap would be enough to keep her warm. Mm-hmm. And I would just have her with me and, you know, walk around, do things with her. And she would be like, I felt like she was very tight and safe and secure. It's very different from the carriers.
Yeah.
The carriers are for when they're older and you want to go outside.
You definitely should register for a carrier.
You should definitely register for a carrier. I had the Ergo. I love the Ergo.
I have the Ergo 360.
I have the Ergo Sport. And then I got a Tula. The Tula is for older kids. I believe the Tula is beautiful. It has beautiful patterns. And it's like a luxury, you know, like a de gala. You know, kind of thing. The gala. It's a kind of thing like that. I think the Ergo is very versatile and very efficient.
Versatile.
The Ergo is very versatile and very, you know, just on the go. I think the Tula is more like, oh, I'm gonna splurge on something.
You're like, ooh, I have a Tula.
I have a Tula. You know,
I don't want a Tula. I got the Ergo 360. Again, I wanted the gray one. My husband wanted the black one. We got the black one. He wears it now, so it's cool.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, I think it's very important.
I didn't really use a lot of the wrap, though. I know you did, because you do a lot of baby wearing.
I did a lot of baby wearing, and I love the Mobi wrap. But I do know a lot of people that invest a lot of, like, all different kinds of wraps. I think you just need one wrap and one baby carrier. Yeah, and that's all. That's all you need. Another thing that I couldn't live without, I personally, it's a swing for the baby. Mm-hmm. Because I would just, like, whenever I needed to do something, and I would just put the baby in the swing, and she actually Sabina used the swing until, like, probably, like, a few weeks ago. And I gave it to my friend because it's just taking up too much space.
What swing? The Graco?
The Graco swing. I just had, like, any swing that, you know, not a specific brand, any swing, but I just believed, like, a swing. And, like, I have a couple of girlfriends that swear by the swing. Do
you mean, like,
swing?
Wait, you swing, you mean, like, the... You mean, like, the... What's it called? The swaddle? What's it called?
It's called a baby swing. It's just called a baby
swing. Okay, so when I registered for mine, that was when I had, like, a problem with the whole swing. Is the same thing, the swing, the same thing as a bouncer?
No. A bouncer is a thing. It's just like a small chair that you can move around. And I also had a bouncer at the beginning because, like, when we would eat, we would put the baby on top of the table on the bouncer. Or when I would take a shower, I would get into the bathroom and just put her on the floor. You can move it around.
Okay, that's a bouncer.
Yeah, that's the one. Like, you have a bouncer.
Yeah, I have a Nuna bouncer that I love. It's expensive. But he still uses it to this day.
He still uses it. The bouncer, she didn't use for a long time. She didn't really like it. But the swing, even for naps, like, I would put her on the bouncer for naps, and I would just turn on the swing, and I would just walk away, and she would fall asleep on it. Also, for gear, a playmat.
Yeah, definitely a playmat. Another thing, like, I wish I would have registered for a playmat. I think you guys have heard in previous episodes that I love the Tadpoles playmat. Uh-huh. But yeah, love that one.
One more thing I would say, register for either you like the Nose Frida.
I love the Nose Frida.
Nose Frida.
And a first aid kit.
First aid kit. Nail clipper. a little brush, like, what do you call it? The files. Comb, like a thermometer.
You definitely need a nail filer and a nail clipper, because the baby's nails are going to come up and they're going to scratch.
Yes, they will. They will definitely scratch you. And then moving on the gear, a car seat.
Car seat, yes.
Register for the car seat, even for the discount. Because people, you know, I don't know, you know, some friends will give
you. Need
to
a,
you
need an infant car seat and then a grown-up car seat.
Yes,
right?
Register for both. I just had to purchase the bigger one. It was expensive. If I had a discount, that would be great.
Yep.
Get both. Get the little one and infant, then get the one that they're going to use later. Just put them away.
Yeah.
Register for a diaper bag of your like, that you like. Mm-hmm. Maybe two. One for you, for your husband. We had two. He used them. Your husband didn't use his. He didn't get one.
No, he didn't get one. He used mine.
But I would say also, most of the time.
The sugar snap files.
The sugar snap files for the diaper bag.
The booty pod.
Booty pod. We had talked about them before in the podcast.
In the Supermom
Picks. And they're great for like traveling or, you know, going to the park, whatever, on the go. You should register also for maybe food containers for later on. Because sometimes I feel like we register for things that we will need right away.
Mm-hmm.
But we should also think ahead and register for some things that we'll have, because those expenses will come anyway. So just might as well just get it get them out of the way. I use a wiper warmer for, you know, like a couple of months, and then I just got rid of it. But you say you still use it?
I have my wiper warmer still to this day, and probably for a long time. I still use my wiper warmer.
Yes.
I have an extra one, actually.
another thing that I would suggest registering for is the feeding chair.
Like a Bumbo or something.
Well, you have the one that like.
Oh yeah, I have the Inglesa Tiny Diner or something like that. I forgot what it's called, but yeah, I love it.
Because eventually, not so long down the road, you will start feeding that baby.
Yeah,
I have a regular Graco. I think mine was like $18, and Mom had it for Krista like in her house, and I was like, I'll take it, and I use that one, and I just put it on. I just snap it on a chair,
mm-hmm.
and you know. I don't need a fancy dancy one. She'll eat anyway. So I suggest you register for one of those. And I think most of the time we only register for things for the baby. But we also need to register for things for ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
We definitely need a faja.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Very important. Register for a really good faja.
And a what do you call it in English? Postnatal massage. A girdle?
A girdle.
And a faja.
Register for a massage. You will need it.
Yep.
You would definitely need it. Put it there. Make someone else pay for it.
Your husband.
Your best friend, your mother-in-law, whoever. Register for a postnatal massage. It's definitely something that it's a luxury, quote unquote, but it's really a necessity that you will enjoy after having the baby.
Okay. Well, that's about it. I think if we can think of anything more, if any more stuff, we'll definitely link those on our website. But I think that covered also our Super Mama picks of the week. I feel like we have enough picks. I know it's a lot of stuff. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for another wonderful week. I know it was a really short one. We didn't have a guest. And this episode was obviously dedicated to Linda. Because she used to register. And not just her, but... We all have friends that we need to, you know, we need to send lists to. And if any of you guys have other suggestions or things that you think we may have missed, or things you're like, oh my God, I should not have registered for that. I think maybe that's another list we should work on. Like things we should not register for.
Yes.
Things I never used. All right, ladies, we are out.
Thank you so much.
Also, don't forget to visit us on, visit our website at supermamaspodcast.com.
Visit us at the restaurant.
Visit us at the restaurant. But also follow us on Instagram.
_supermamaspodcast. _supermamas.
And our Facebook page.
Supermamas Podcast.
And again, our website.
supermamaspodcast.com.
And again, all our show notes are there. And thank you guys so much. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and rate us. We haven't told you guys to rate us in a long time.
Rate us.
Just write, go and rate, and then just give us 5 stars. And it's amazing to read all your comments. We love you guys so much. And we are out.
Have a great weekend. Have a great week, ladies.
Super Mamas.
Bye.
Bye.